Good morning. So I'm going to start with some prayer. We've got kind of a special morning today. We're going to be honoring two very special ladies to get us started before we do the sermon today. So before we do that, I'm going to open us in prayer, and then we're going to hear a little bit more about these ladies. God, I thank you so much for Joe and Marie. And God, I pray that you would guide all of us through their example today. God, I know no one is here in this room by accident today. Jesus, I pray you would speak to each person in this room. Help us to hear the thing you have for us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, Dave, go ahead and get us started.
I'm going to speak to you today about my purpose to engage with it in kindergarten Sunday school and also
real close.
Oh, it's here. Yeah. It's loud here. Okay. Marie Purvis has been teaching with us in Sunday school in the kindergarten department for over 21 years. And it's been a...
Yeah.
It has been a long, fun time. We're kind of family down there, basically all related. In Sunday school, Kathy was down there, and I was down there too. Now that Marie has moved and can't commute anymore, we've enlisted her grandmother, and Kamala is helping us in there. So we're keeping it in the family, which doesn't mean that we wouldn't welcome another worker, just in case you're interested. But today we're talking about Marie. Marie, over the years that she's been coming and teaching, she's been very faithful to be here every Sunday. And she later started working with us on Wednesday nights to help with the Powerhouse Kids program. And so Sundays and Wednesdays, she's here, rain or shine. Sometimes when it's icy, we call her and say, "No, Marie." We want to keep her healthy. But she started in her 70s working down in the kindergarten department. And so those of you who are getting retirement age and thinking you can sit back, no, you need to look for something to do here. She helps us every Sunday down there, or did. She would have a little table where she'd have crafts and drawing paper and tracing things and colors. And just as the kids would come in, they'd immediately go over to her table and start working with me and do that. She would also help us in advance of our crafts for the day. Kathy usually figures out what we're going to do, and Marie would take the pieces home and cut them out and get them ready, and then I show up. But anyway, Marie has had a special place in our department. We have sometimes children who have issues, either having a bad day, or maybe they don't want mom to leave, or something like that. We recently had a young girl who her mom was trying to drop her off, and she just wasn't going to stay. And we just kind of took her over to the side to the table and started working with her one-on-one. Probably 5-10 minutes, she was good. And it's that kind of relationship that we looked forward to and having with Marie and with class. When we have our stories on Sunday mornings in our little church, and on Wednesday nights we have it in the room, that we always had, she'd sit in the back of where every story was being written. And if we had some little boys who were a little nervous, or more than nervous sometimes, she would take them under her wing, and literally under her arms, and just work with them. And before too long, they were wanting to sit back there with her. So anyway, it was got to be crowded back in the back of the room. So when she started out, we started teaching stories, rotating Kathy and me and her, and
it was kind of bad because I don't keep track, and I'd walk in and say, you've got the story today, whether I did or not. And but they got me. Okay. But later on, Marie was, the last year or two, she's been sitting in the back of the story, and just taking care of our children that need a little bit extra. So, I could talk all day, but I better not. So, I'll let you talk.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Sam is going to talk to us about JPV.
Anybody that knows me, I would rather be singing than talking because I sing much better than I talk. But I wrote down a lot of things, and Jake asked me to talk about Joe Beebe. I'm like, oh, there's so much I could say about Joe Beebe. And I wrote down notes so that I tried to stay on script, so you might see me reading a little bit because that's what I needed to do. Faithful, servant, dedicated, loyal, compassionate, caring, loving, and fun. These are just a few words to describe a wonderful lady that we all love. I've known her all my life. In fact, I could add teacher, my Sunday school director, and my mentor. But the words that I like to describe her best is my very, very special friend. I was in Joe Beebe's Sunday school department during my third and fourth grade years. I was a little squirt. And later on, I began teaching in that Sunday school department under her direction. She has been in that department for 60 plus years. And I've had the pleasure of working with her for almost half of that time. It's been wonderful. She taught me so much as I watched her teach children. And Jake asked me to share, I have more to talk about teaching children, but Jake asked me if I shared a few memories. And I have so many, but I narrowed it down to two. No matter what we did with our Sunday school children, it was always a teaching experience. Joe Beebe being an educator always made sure that we teach the kids and learn from what we were doing. So I go back many, many years. We used to go apple picking in Stevenson's Orchard. One of my favorite times. We would load the kids up on a van and take them out to Stevenson's, and we'd pick those apples, and we had so much fun in the orchard, didn't we, Mr. Joe? And then we'd come back to Hope Park, and Mr. Raymond Beebe would be down there grilling our hot dogs. So we'd have lunch. It was wonderful. We had a wonderful day picking apples. The kids had fun. Some of them had never done that before. So we picked the apples, and we go back. We'd have lunch. And then, you know, Joe Beebe had our supply of water and paper towels. And we'd clean up those apples really, really good and make them fun. The next Sunday, when we came to church, we had baskets with all these apples in them. And we delivered them to the staff members here at Maywood, like the pastor, the secretary, the music people, the custodians. You see, Joe was helping us learn and teach children that we need to show our appreciation for those who supported our church and worked in our church. And it was a wonderful experience that she wanted to teach the children that. It was wonderful. The other time that I think of it when we were getting ready for our 100th anniversary celebration here at church. Joe Beebe wanted our Sunday school department to look spotless. Well, now she kept it clean all the time, but she wanted it to really shine for that 100th anniversary. So months in advance, she planned a time for us to do that, clean that up, and paint that department and fix it up. So we collected money. the kids brought pennies and nines and nickels and quarters, and we collected money so that they could have a part in that remodeling of that Sunday school department. And we had a lesson, of course. Josiah rebuilding the temple. We talked about Josiah rebuilding the temple and how we were going to fix up our Sunday school department as part of that. One Saturday, a number of the kids, families here, some of you in this room, leaders came up and they painted that Sunday school department and the two little bathrooms across. There's a little boys and little girls bathroom across. And they cleaned and painted, and that place looked wonderful. But Joe was very proud of those efforts. But again, it was helping teach the children that we needed to take care of our building. We needed to keep it clean, and we needed to refresh it and keep it in mind. And again, she was helping the kids by being a part of them. Joe was always teaching the kids something very special. Joe loved the children. She still does. She loves them dearly. And it was especially important for her that children know how special they are. One of Joe's favorite verses, Psalms 139:14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. She always made sure the children knew how special they were, not only to us, but how special they were to God. In the third and fourth grade department, we had a tradition, thanks to Miss Beebe, of really learning all about the Bible, too. The Word of God is true, and it lasts forever. Another verse is, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the Word of our God stands forever. That's Isaiah 48. As we studied the Bible, through and through, we memorized scriptures. We learned the books of the Bible, 66 books of the Bible, and we memorized them and pronounced them correctly. How many of you, I just have to pause, how many of you in here are 66 club members? I'm going to have you stand up. How many of you, come on, stand up if you memorize those 66 books of the Bible. Well, I knew we had some kids that have grown up now, and I know there'd be a lot more, but they're serving in those churches. A lot of kids have learned those books of the Bible in this room. And learning so much from the Bible, from anywhere from Adam to Moses, Joseph, and the disciples, but it was especially important that children learn about Jesus, who Jesus is to them. She wanted to make sure they knew the importance of not only that, who he was, but that they know to learn to know him personally. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John 4:14. That was another verse. He wanted them to know who God was and who Jesus was and to have a special relationship with him. Joe Beebe has been faithful and dedicated in so many years in that department. It was her goal to teach children that they were special, that God was special, and that he desired to have a special relationship with them. So, Beebe, you are very special. You set that high pretty hard, pretty high grade. But we in the third and fourth grade department will do our very best. Continue that legacy that you have in that department of helping children know how special they are and that God wants them to be special. Thank you.
Kyle and Tony, how often can you start with that special presentation? Do you need both mics?
We would like you all to see Joe Beebe. If she would stand up front so you all can see this wonderful lady we were talking about, and Miss Marie Purvis, here. There is just no way that we can show our appreciation for these lovely ladies and for their faithful service. We do have some flowers here for each of them, which are right here. That is a tremendous responsibility, very special privilege. And all along the way, I've been blessed with this wonderful teacher. Together we've learned, we've shared, we've taught each other, and then we've enjoyed together. We celebrated together. It's been a wonderful opportunity. I want to thank Nate for giving me that opportunity. All I've learned, and I just want to take a minute to say, it's still learning, David. If you're a new Christian, you can wonder, this is the best thing in the world to learn. To learn, to grow, and to share. This is wonderful. Just recently, Jake and the rest of the leadership team had us do something that took us down, took us down, took us examining our hearts, and sure we were trapped. They asked us to read the different visions every day between the days. I cannot tell you what powerful, powerful experience is. Because of me, in my retired position, I was able to do that. So many things, because of all your responsibilities. What a blessing. Well, in that, this is a vision for a vision. That has struck me as a vision all about the church. And so I was constantly thinking of Mayor and all the things that have happened here at Mayor. And I thought, those two visions were wonderful. Thank you. That was wonderful. But those two verses are these. To him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask of him, according to his power, we give to him. To him be the glory in the church and in the church. To all humanity.
I enjoy working with children, and I'm having a good time in heaven and brothers and sisters. And I still love to work with children. And they're interested and want to know more about that. And that's the best place for them to learn and be famous. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe and Marie. And today, Bob and I are going to be talking basically about Joe and Marie. So, like, great to be part of a family like we are today. And we get to see and celebrate great folks who are showing us the way to move forward. And we hear about the lives that they've led. A lot of inspiration to think about, for us to be thinking about what could we do, not just for a week, not just for a year, but for decades, to serve God's kingdom and ultimately to serve Christ. And so today we're going to be talking just very briefly about a few verses. They're pulling them up back there, maybe, I'm not sure, but Bob, can you tell us about this first verse? It's John 10:10. Somebody that's wanting to get started.
Let me just comment on Joe and Marie and their vintage of people at Maywood. And you all are amazing. If you're new to Maywood, if this is your first time in the door today, Joe and her husband, Marie and her husband, and I could mention Chuck and his wife, and Rex and Bonnie Carroll, and Alan Reed. I could go on a list of people who have made Maywood what it is. And so we get to be pastors and we get to lead, but these folks deserve a wonderful applause because they're the ones who allowed our church to be what it is. So. John 10:10 says, "The thief has come to steal, kill, and destroy." This morning I woke up thinking about thieves. Have I met some thieves before? And I said, yes. I was broken into when I lived in New Orleans. When I lived in another part of Louisiana, another break-in. Had great experience with thieves. I have a friend of mine, I mentioned this in the early service, who I used to play basketball with. He had to coach to break my jaw. And so he was a boxer. I didn't mention, he had 40 fights when he was in the military. So he was a pretty good boxer. And he ran into a thief in the Atlanta airport. The guy pulled a knife on him. He looked at him and said, "Yeah, you ought to put that away or you're going to get hurt." And believe it or not, the guy put it up and ran. So, we know that kind of thievery, and none of us is attracted. But the thief here, that's mentioned here, doesn't come packaged like that. The thief isn't a guy that broke my window and got in and stole stuff out of my car, or kicked in the door where I worked and stole stuff out of the office. The thief here is very attractive. The thief says, "Come, let's go have a party." In fact, this is what the thief says. The thief says, "God can't throw a good party. You hang out with that church crowd, they're not going to have any fun. They're just a bunch of old, guys like me, got bald heads and they're old." No. The thief will say that to you. The thief comes packaged very attractive, very pretty. But many of us know that the thief really does come to kill, steal, and destroy our lives. And many of us have walked that road, and we're here today saying, "I'm through with that life. I need a new life." Peter, bless you, and the others today. Thank God for that. So Jesus has come to do what? Jesus says, "I came that they can have life and have it abundantly." The full life is life overflowing. It's bubbling over. It's as rich as it can be. That's the good life. The question is, how do you do that? So in a really quick way, how do you do that? Jake, go for it.
So here's the amazing thing when you think about coming in Sunday after Sunday to teach kids. Not for 3 months, not for 52 Sundays, but for 20 plus years, for 60 plus years. We're thinking about decades of service week in and week out. How does somebody do something like that? There's a verse in Hebrews, and it's getting ready to list kind of the heroes of our faith from the Old Testament. And it talks about, these are the people we commend. It talks about in the next verse. So here at Maywood, we kind of commend these folks too. But here's what's special about them. That they have faith. And it's faith defined as confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. we hear at church this idea that kids are very important, kids are special. Jesus talks about the angels of children are blessed because they always get to see God's face. This idea that kids are incredibly special to Jesus, incredibly special to God. We hear that. I think we would all nod our heads and say, yes, that's great, that's good. So how many people are confident in that hope that we have, that kids are amazing, yes, man? Yeah? Some of us are. Brian turns in praise cards a bunch about his baby, which is awesome to thank God for that. But the assurance of what we do not see. The idea that just because you come in week after week to teach Sunday school, and some of these kids might be a little squirrely and may not really want to listen to the lesson or something like that. There's assurance that this makes a difference, that I'm showing up here because Jesus has given me this role. And Jo mentioned the responsibility she felt to have this opportunity with kids. Because she was sure that kids mattered and that teaching kids about Jesus mattered. Now, not all of us are supposed to be third and fourth grade Sunday teachers. That would be too many to fit in that room. But all of us are called by Jesus to do something. And are we sure about what Jesus has called us to do? Are we confident that it matters? Because if we are, then we'll spend decades following after that and doing that faithfully. That's how faith works. That's what it means to be faithful week in and week out, is to have that confidence. So today, wherever you're at in life, think about, like, am I really being honest about following Jesus? Our last question in Sunday school, if we were downstairs, was, be honest, do you really want to follow Jesus? A lot of us would give lip service to that, but we're still chasing the thief. We're still chasing the junk in our life that steals from us, that kills us, that destroys us. I think if you talk to Marie or to Joe today, they can tell you that following Jesus brings life to the full. It's not always easy. It's not always exactly how you want. There's sad times. But it's a full life. It's the best life. So today we've got time to respond. We have people down front ready to pray. But you guys get to decide today if you want this sort of faith in your life. If you want the sort of faith that says, I'm going to be sure about what Jesus told me. So sure, I'm going to act on it. Not just for 5 minutes, but for the rest of my life. Let's pray. God, I thank you so much for giving us examples of going there. And Jesus, I think that you can take any one of us and turn us into an example. You can take any one of us and turn us into an inspiration. God, I pray your light would flow through us to the community you've given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand in your hands.